Finally today, if you're a musician in Belgium, it might be hard to ignore the country split between the Dutch-speaking North and French-speaking South. Just ask Belgian singer-songwriter Milo. The world's Clark Boyd has his story.
Jonathan Vandenbroek smiles when I ask him why he chose the stage name Milo. My real name, he says, is too Belgian. It's long and hard to pronounce for English speakers. Milo seems to be working for him, though. He's becoming known, not just in Belgium, but across Europe. He's touring relentlessly to promote his latest album. It features catchy acoustic tunes like this one, called She Might.
She might, she might, she might shake up everything I am. She might.
Milo was born in Antwerp, but grew up in a small town not far from Leuven. Belgium's small size made it easy, he says, to get to concerts. His first was Pink Floyd in 1993. He says he loved the standard rock and roll of the 80s and 90s, but he found himself reaching back into the 70s.
I never made it a secret that I love that era. I love, you know, the early Springsteen records, Joni Mitchell, Jackson Brown, and Van Morrison. So, you don't really think about it too much. You just do what you feel like doing, and I started writing acoustic-based music.
Only when you're in California, you drive along the coast. The towns you pass are often ruthless. They leave you chasing ghosts.
After high school, Milo spent a year as an exchange student in Southern California. He says, for a young singer aspiring to write songs in English, it was great.
Played a lot of music, wrote music, played it for the first time, my English songs for an English audience. Everything I do these days is, you know, the symbolic moment where I will play my first real headlining concert in Southern California. That would sort of, you know, the circle would be completed then. It would be nice.
I rush down the freeway.
Milo's latest album is called North and South. It's a nod, he says, to all the nonstop touring he's been doing from Northern Europe to Southern Europe. But the album also includes a track called The Kingdom.
Where I'm from, they don't like dreamers. They're told to shut their mouth. Where I'm from, they're divided between the North and the South. Where I'm from, it's like a long night.
Milo says it's the first political song he's ever written. Some Flemish politicians actually attacked Milo on Twitter when the album was released. It's strange, Milo says, because a few years ago, it seemed like all Belgians were united in their ambivalent feelings about their country.
These last few years, I think things are getting a little bit out of hand between the, you know, the Dutch-speaking North and the French-speaking South. It's this mixture, even if it's strange and even if it comes with some ambiguous feelings, it's still what made me as a person, also as a musician, definitely as a musician.
Milo's next step? Finding a label to bring out North and South in Britain and the United States. He says he'd also love to hook up with a U.S. artist and finally get a chance to tour in America. For The World, this is Clark Boyd, Leuven, Belgium.
Where I'm from, they just keep rooting. Heads are always hanging low. Where I'm from, the Congo River never got nowhere to go. Where I'm from, words are
You can see a video of Milo performing The Kingdom at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. We've posted the lyrics, too. That's all at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.